And the United Kingdom's vote to exit the European Union has created a lot of questions. A big one is, what happens to the 2.5 million EU residents who now live and work in the UK? Many employers say sending them home would be a disaster for the British economy, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Go into any store or restaurant in Greater London, and the chances are good the people working there are from the EU. They teach in Britain's schools, pick its crops, and build its houses. They're prominent in finance and medicine. Seamus Nevin is with the Institute of Directors, which represents employers.
You can't go to a hospital now and get treated without the likelihood of some doctor or nurse being an EU migrant. So we're hugely reliant in many key sectors on the free movement of labor.
Britain didn't used to be a country of immigrants, but these days some 300,000 more people settle in the country each year than leave, says Madeline Sumption, director of the Migration Observatory at the University of Oxford.
There has been a lot of change over a relatively short period of time, and the European Union has played quite an important role in this.
Sumption says EU membership allowed a lot of people to work in Britain without visas, and immigration spiked after Poland and other Eastern European countries were admitted roughly a decade ago. More recently, a lot of people have come to Britain to escape the economic downturn in Southern Europe. 22-year-old Raquel Gallego, who was sitting in Trafalgar Square not long ago, came from southern Spain to become an au pair.
In Spain, you know, there are no jobs, there are little opportunities, so, and I always liked London and England, so it was just the moment to do it.
Gallego says she wants to settle in London and work with disabled children. Right now, she can stay as long as she wants. But many people in Britain believe immigration is dragging down wages, especially for low-skilled work. And true or not, those fears played a part in last month's Brexit vote. The vote has left the status of foreign workers uncertain. Gallego's friend, Sana Krukert, who's from the Netherlands, says a lot of longtime immigrants she knows are considering leaving Britain.
I know a lot of people, they are not feeling English anymore. And like for the first time ever, I feel like I'm from a different country and I'm not from here anymore.
The British government has promised to protect the rights of EU immigrants who stay in the country. But Madeline Sumption says it's not clear what that means or what kind of immigration controls will emerge.
I think it's very much conceivable that for new people who haven't got here yet, there will be a fundamentally different set of policies and it will be much harder to come to the UK. For people who are already living here, there is a much more complicated set of questions.
One option is a points-based system that allows higher-skilled EU immigrants to remain in the country. There have also been reports that European officials are weighing whether to permit Britain to stay in the single market, but allow it to bar new immigrants for up to 7 years. Seamus Nevin says the UK has to find a way to get immigration under control without closing itself off to the world.
It's important that the UK continues, as it has done throughout its history, to be an open economy that's outward-facing and engaged with the world.
Nevin says Brexit was a wake-up call and the government can't afford to ignore it. But it has to do so knowing that EU labour has become essential in Britain and that it's hard to imagine the economy without it. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.